to Total Wealth Academy's GetTotalWealth.com radio show, where wealth includes much more than just money. It includes family, fitness, romance, travel, charity, and all the other parts of a balanced life. Listen and learn how 70% of the millionaires in America made their money and were able to lead more balanced lives using real estate. Now, your host, real estate investor and consultant, Steve Davis.
Good afternoon and welcome to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis, where, as always, we're here together working on our financial IQ. So many people don't even realize you're supposed to have a financial IQ. You know, it's, how do you put it? It's just not something people think of. They think of IQs in every other aspect of life, but not financially. And what I mean by that is people will read books on dieting and they'll read books on travel. They'll read almost everything but finance. And the statistic goes that 70% of Americans never read a nonfiction book after high school or college. And you forget stuff that you learned in college, so you're really dumber as you get dumber as you grow older if you're doing that. But financial IQ, sexual IQ, romance, relationship IQ, fitness IQ, you have to develop all of them. And it's not just your overall IQ, because that's just your ability to learn. You know, depending on the definition that you read of it, there's people, let's put it this way. There's people out there with very high IQs, general IQs, that are broke. They're 50 pounds overweight. They're in horrible relationships. Their life's a mess. And it's because they didn't take that IQ and go develop the other IQs. And I hope that makes sense. They're very intelligent people. I know some very intelligent people who have addictions to alcohol, cigarettes, obesity, which would be an addiction to food. Their life's a mess, and they're smart as can be. And it's just hard to explain. But today I want to talk at the beginning of the show about a little thing called fitness. Now, I try to do this about once a month. I think it's been a couple of months since I did this. But it comes up because there's this rapper out there. I can't tell you his name. I just saw him yesterday. But it was phenomenal what he was rapping about. He was literally rapping about how success is elusive for the average person, that just having a job doesn't work. And he goes, and we promote obesity. What can I do that obese people can't do? Live past 42. Just brutal rap, and every bit of it as true as anything I've ever heard. It just blew me away. Now, the guy's scary. I'm not telling you to go watch him. He wears those full eyeball contact lenses that are black. He has tattoos on his face, Rasta hair. I mean, he's a pretty scary guy, looking guy. But, well, we go back to high intelligence. Guy's obviously pretty darn sharp to be rapping about something like that. But it struck me because it almost sounded like my radio show in a rap song. Because when I talk about fitness, I have made the comment that I was at Target and a lot of the models were morbidly obese. And I was like, well, you wouldn't put an anorexic girl up there, but you'll put a morbidly obese girl. Both of them have eating disorders, but it's okay to be obese. You know, and I'm not just talking chubby girls. These are morbidly obese, 50 pounds or more overweight, which means morbid means death. It means that the obesity is killing you. You're going to die of the side effects of being 50 pounds overweight. And he brings that up in the song. So I figured it was time for me to chat a little bit about this, because I can tell you this, and I think 110% of you will agree with me. If you make $100 million and you lose your health, do you even care about the $100 million? You don't. Look at Steve Jobs. He had all the money in the world, couldn't save himself. Such a sad, sad story. There's a story of Onassis. When Onassis was dying, he was talking to his masseuse on one of his ships, and he said, look, if you can massage me and heal me, you can drop me off at the next island that we pass, and you can have everything I own. All his shipping, oil, whatever else he had. You can have all my billions of dollars. Just heal me. And that is an example of how important fitness and health is. Yet, while we all know that, not all of us are hitting it 3 or 4 times a week, are we? You know, that's all it takes. An hour, 3 times a week. And if you really want to lead a high quality of lifestyle, do it 4-5 hours a week. But if you just want to stay extremely healthy, it only takes about 3 hours a week. Now, some of you are going, man, Steve, I can't even work out 5 minutes. Guess what? Go work out 5 minutes 3 times a week. Just get started. When I was in the health club industry, I had ladies and gentlemen who would come in, and I would give them a 2-minute test, and they failed it. In fact, I would say probably 80% of the people who came through the door, it's called the Koch Pulse Recovery Test. And what you do is you step up one step and come back down, step up one step, and you do that for, I think it was 2 minutes, it may have been 3 minutes. And then what we do is you sit down and we take your heart rate for a minute and see how quickly it recovers from that light exercise. And I'm telling you, 70+, 80+% of people failed it. And this was all age groups, in their 30s, in their 50s, 60s, 70s, failed it. And we wonder why we have so much disease, medical costs are so high, aging is coming on faster and faster. So those of you that can only work out 5 minutes at a time, do you realize you're lapping the people on the couch? You're kicking butt if you're doing 5 minutes 3 times a week. Just move it to 10, 3 weeks from now, 15, 4 weeks from now, and so on, until you get up to an hour. We'll talk a little bit more after the break on this subject here on the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. You're listening to AM 700 KSEV, the voice of Texas. Thanks for listening.
Real estate accounts for more millionaires in America than any other investment vehicle. This second stream of income can truly change your life. More time for travel, romance, and much more. More time for whatever you want to do with your life. To find out how to build this second stream of income, attend our free 2-hour introductory workshop on real estate investing. To reserve a seat, visit gettotalwealth.com and click on the free workshop button at the top of the page. That's gettotalwealth.com. Thank you.
Welcome back to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I'm your host, Steve Davis, and we're hitting a little bit on fitness today and just taking care of yourself, having respect for yourself. And this also comes down to leading by example. It is imperative, if you have children, to stay in shape. Because if you go through life obese and ended up dying, you know, young, when obese people die 5 to 15 years early, it's, you know, leadership's by example. What have you taught your kids? Then you want to think about just your overall quality of lifestyle. Do you really want to go around for 10, 15, 20 years carrying an extra 50 pounds? Think of how tired that makes you by the end of the day. I mean, I think about that. If I were to strap a 45-pound plate to my back and go through a normal day, I would be pooped at the end of the day. There's no way there'd be time for romance or exercise or anything like that. I'd be pooped. The other problem with, and we'll move to just not exercising, is that your muscle atrophies. It goes away. Muscle sticks to that rule. If you don't use it, you lose it. And here's the problem. I think it's 70% of your caloric uptake every day is in your muscles. So if you let your muscles atrophy away, do you see your metabolism slowing? Your uptake of calories is decreased. Yet your eating habits remain what? About the same. People run around going, well, I'm fat because I'm old. No, you're not. You're fat because you don't exercise and you overeat. So those two things are the deadly killers. They destroy your quality of lifestyle. Plus, being overweight, and I'm 25 pounds overweight, so I know, it hacks away at your credibility. How can you be arrogant or whatever when you're standing there 50 pounds overweight? And then the psychology of overweight people is, especially guys, I guess this probably only applies to guys, so I'm picking on the guys right now. They act like they're big dogs. I'm a big guy. No, you're fat. That's not a big guy. Arnold Schwarzenegger was a big guy. You're just fat. And they rationalize. I had a friend who's dying right now. He thought he was the big dog. You know, I tried to get him to go to the gym, talk to him about his obesity. He admitted it. But the minute that conversation was over, he was back to, in his brain, the big dog. Now he's slowly, surely, but dying of the obesity. It's really disturbing. But all I'm talking about is getting to, and you really do need a gym. You can buy a gym for your home, but there has to be a thing called progressive resistance exercise, weights. Many people try to avoid these. They think they're going to bulk up. Women think they're going to look like men if they lift weights. Let me tell you something, ladies. You would have to train 4, 5, 6 hours a day for years to start looking like a man. You're not going to look like a man. There's specific techniques, or basically it's the number of reps that you do. You just do more reps and lower weights. You want a long, thin, sexy muscle? Do more reps, lower weights. Men who like a little more bulky muscle, they do higher weights, fewer reps. Now, that's an oversimplification of the concept. You're going to want to get with a personal trainer, but you've got to have weight training. One of the dumbest things I've ever heard, well, I walk 4 days a week for an hour. Okay, so that's good for your legs and your cardiovascular. What about your chest, shoulders, back, arms, triceps, biceps, forearms? You're just going to let those atrophy away? So you look like a bowling pin? Big healthy legs and horrible upper body? Doesn't make sense. You need a full body exercise workout to maintain a high quality of lifestyle and to look good and feel good and to keep your metabolism up and to reduce your risk of 113 different diseases, including Alzheimer's, which they don't know why, at least the article I read, but it seems to be the only thing, weight training seems to be the only thing that slows the onslaught of Alzheimer's and dementia. So all I'm talking about is getting to the gym, whether it's at home or 24-hour fitness or wherever, for an hour and do a full body workout so that each muscle is stimulated. Because again, you don't use it, you lose it. The big benefit that not many people talk about is that this, when you weight train, it speeds up your metabolism permanently. See, aerobics, like say Zumba, you burn 500 calories that hour. But let's say your metabolism is you burn 1500 calories a day. You do your Zumba, you burn an extra 500, but then your metabolism remains at 1500 calories a day. When you weight train and you re-stimulate that muscle that you've let atrophy, if your metabolism is 1500 calories a day, after you weight train for a month, your metabolism is now 1600 calories a day. Couple of months, 1700 calories a day. A year or two, 2000 calories a day. Does it make sense that that keeps the fat tissue off of you? Improving your quality of lifestyle, improving your energy levels, improving your sex drive, improving the way you feel about yourself, improving the way you look. It is just, there's so many benefits to it that it's hard to even fathom that everybody doesn't do it, but I bet it's less than 10%, you know. I wonder what the statistic is. How many people work out 3 times a week? You know, if someone would, because it's hard for me to type while I'm sitting here, Google that, see if there's a number on that and email it to me at asksteve@gettotalwealth.com, asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. One of my favorite listeners, Rashad, has emailed me on a different subject, but I want to get this out there. It's a book on patience. You know, I'm always referring out books. I have never referred a book on how to be more patient by Greg Salchester. And it's only $4 at audible.com. So thank you, Rashad, for sending this to me. Thanks for thinking of me and the other listeners. I'm going to get this because I don't know of any person that couldn't benefit from a book about being more patient. So I'm definitely going to check it out. Again, just go to audible.com, type in how to be more patient. It'll come up. But it's Greg Salchester, S-O-U-C-H-E-S-T-E-R, Greg Salchester, How to Be More Patient. So if you want to check that out, please do. For $4, you get the audio, listen to it a couple times. I'm telling you, I've never read a book on any subject that didn't help me. So I'm sure this will too. I'm going to check it out. Okay, phone lines are open, 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV. With any questions that you have on building your second stream of income with real estate, this could be wholesaling questions, flipping questions, single family rental, self-storage rental, apartment rental, mobile home parks, you name it. If it produces cash flow, we're doing it at Total Wealth Academy, including, it looks like, if I can, I got my fingers crossed that this guy's going to enroll. He's a builder who can build 20 houses at a time. Just a phenomenal person to have on the team. So we're looking forward to that as well. But give me a call, 281 558 5738. This comes from another great listener. You know, I think he doesn't want me to give his name out. He's asking, what is your opinion of pull-ups, dips, push-ups, etc.? And what he's referring to are body weight exercises. I love body weight exercises. I think they're fantastic, but you do have to do more and more and more and more of them. The reason being is your weight staying the same, so it's the same resistance over and over again. Whereas you would need to do 30 pull-ups to get the same benefit of doing 12 pull-downs with weights and going 100 pounds above your weight. Does that make sense? I'll answer this after the break. I'm sorry. This is the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I'm your host, Steve Davis. You're listening to AM 700 KSEV, the voice of Texas. Thanks for listening.
Of a better life for you and your family? Do you want more time with the family? Would you like to be less dependent on a job for your income? Would you like to travel more? The solution is simple. Build a second stream of income. We can show you how. We are offering a free 2-hour sample class on how to use real estate to build a second stream of income for you and your family. To reserve a seat, visit gettotalwealth.com and click on the free class button at the top of the page. That's gettotalwealth.com. Thank you.
Welcome back to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I'm your host, Steve Davis. I didn't preface this at the beginning. The reason I talk so much about fitness is, one, it's part of a balanced life, and that's what Total Wealth Academy is all about. But it's also because building a second stream of income takes a lot of energy. And you've got people coming home from work, a normal work day, going, I'm tired. Guess what? That's because you're out of shape. If you're tired after a normal work day, you're out of shape. That's all there is to it. You've got to understand that's your responsibility to stay fit. I tell the story of one morning I called a bunch of members for a meeting I needed to have. And I called 20 members, got a hold of 9 of them. 8 of them were at the gym. 8 of them. You know, I bet if I'd have gotten a hold of the other 10, the statistic would have been about the same. It takes energy. And people say, well, I don't have the energy to work out. The reverse is true. You don't have the energy because you don't exercise. You know, I want to build a second stream of income, but I don't want to work anymore. Can't. I'm too tired. Well, guess what? You designed your life very poorly. So exercise is there to make you feel good, make you look good, improve your sex drive, improve your cognitive skills, just make life better and literally double your energy levels. For most people, if they start exercising 3 times a week, they're going to double their energy levels. It changes your life dramatically. I had a chance during the break to look it up. It's 23% of adults, according to the CDC and Prevention's National Care for Health Statistics. National Center for Health Statistics. It's 23%. 1 out of 4 people meet the minimum exercise requirements of the CDC, and they're relatively low. Listen to this, please. It would be 6-12, it would be 3 hours a week of moderate training, 1 hour and 15 minutes of vigorous exercise. That would be what I'm recommending. Push yourself a little, do those weights. And that was an or, by the way. It's 150 minutes of moderate exercise. That would be power walking, jogging, aerobics, things like that. Or 75 minutes of vigorous exercise. Again, the key word being or. You don't have to do both. In addition to muscle strengthening activities at least twice a week. So they're talking about 75 minutes of vigorous exercise and two times a week weight training to strengthen your muscles and maintain your muscles. And only 23% of people are getting it. And you can, of course, see why our healthcare costs are so high, because people are just letting themselves age. They're letting their muscle atrophy away. It's just, you know, it's shocking when you think about it. It's almost as shocking as 95% of Americans fail to retire successfully. So there's my sales pitch for exercise. Get it in three times a week. Improve, double your energy levels. I know that's about what it does for me. Makes you feel good. You're going to be proud of yourself. You're going to be leading your family the correct way by example. There's just so many benefits to it. So let's move on. The next thing that I want to talk about, oh, wait a minute. I forgot to answer that question from a good listener. I was in the middle of it, and he's talking about body weight exercises. And I threw an odd point in there. If you're not familiar with machines, weight machines, a pull-up is a body weight exercise. A pull-down is a machine exercise that is the exact same motion. The advantage of the pull-down is that you can go above your body weight. And that way you only have to do 10 or 12 reps to get the same benefits of doing 30 pull-ups. And I'm just throwing numbers out there. I don't know what the real ratio is. But the only problem with body weight exercises is that they're set at your body weight, and it's progressive increased weights, progressively increasing weights that stimulates muscle, speeds the metabolism, and improves strength, agility, and so on. Then he asks, what about interval training? Again, it's great, but make sure, you know, and it depends, because I think there's multiple types of interval training. Some of them are purely aerobic. Some of them are aerobic and anaerobic, meaning weights. My favorite routine is to do weights so fast that you keep an aerobic heart rate. So a person who doesn't understand aerobic versus anaerobic conditioning, they would go into the gym and do an hour of weightlifting, and then they would do an hour of aerobics. Now, there's nothing wrong with that. You'd be a lean, mean fighting machine, but you don't have to do that. While you're weightlifting, the same hour, in other words, instead of 2 hours, 1 hour, if you alternate upper body and lower body exercises, you'll maintain an aerobic heart rate just like you were in aerobics class, but you don't have to do the second hour, and you get about the same results. It's not going to be as good as working out 2 hours, obviously, but pretty darn close. You're going to get all the heart benefits, all the liver, kidney, pancreas, everything else that benefits from exercise, aerobic exercise, plus you get all the benefits of progressive resistance or the anaerobic exercise all in 1 hour. So there's my favorite routine. Go to the gym, ride the bike, do the stairs, whatever, for 5-10 minutes to warm up, then hit the machines, alternating upper body with lower body exercises. Maintain an aerobic heart rate while you do it and stay there for 35, 45 minutes. You eventually get to an hour if you want to be ripped to shreds. But that's my favorite routine, so I hope that helps. All right. The next thing that I want to do is answer a couple of email questions that I got after the show yesterday, so I don't know for a fact these people are listening right now, but I wanted to answer them. This is from Colin, who's asking about two of his tenants want to move out early. Now, Colin, my opinion, and the reason I've never had an eviction on single family in 30 years, is because I let people out. Now, don't get me wrong. I grill them a little bit. I want to know why they want to move. What's the legitimate reason? But so far, every one of them had a good reason. It was a job transfer. It was broke up with a girlfriend or divorce or things like that. And what some people do, Colin, is they try to force the person to stay. We got to come. We got a contract. You got to honor this contract. Really? Person took a job in Phoenix and you want to force them to stay another 6 months? I'm not so sure where that mentality comes from. Or somebody's going through a divorce, or one of the people on the lease moved out, bailed. I let them go. Mostly because I know I can release the property and get it moved back into in 10 days. So generally what I tell people is this. I go, okay, can you move out on the 31st? And they always say, I can tell you this right now, they always say yes. Because they now know that you're open to the idea. And so they want to give a concession. And they go, well, okay, I can wait till the 31st to move out. Great. As long as you pay your rent through the 31st, if you leave the property in move-in condition, just like I gave it to you, I'll even refund your security deposit within 48 hours. See why I've never had an eviction? What do you think a person says when I say that? Oh, okay, no problem. Now, is the property always in perfect move-in condition? No, but pretty close. You know, I don't think I've had to do make readies on anybody that's moved out that was more than, you know, $600, $700, $800, which is way less than a normal turn, which is about $3,200. So, Colin, don't fight them. If they don't want to be there, you don't want them there, let them go. Why do I grill them? Because occasionally I'm able to work something out. I'm trying to think of an example. One situation was a guy and his girlfriend moved in. They broke up. She left. I said, well, don't you have a friend that can move in? He goes, would you let me do that? Yeah, I'll give you 2 weeks to do it. Otherwise, I'll need you to move out on the 31st. Is that okay with you? He goes, sure, I'll see what I can do. And he was able to find a roommate. I checked his credit, did a full background check on him. He checked out, so I just swapped him off on the lease. Okay, phone lines are open. We're coming up on the final segment of today's show, so if you've got a question, you need to call now. 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV. Thanks for listening.
Be a poor and middle class are taught to depend solely on a job for their income. If your only source of income is a job, you're in the highest risk category in America. This J-O-B strategy, just over broke, keeps people poor and middle class. The rich teach their children differently. They teach them to build a second stream of income, almost always with real estate. If you would like to learn how to do this, attend our free 2-hour sample class. Visit gettotalwealth.com and click the free class button at the top of the page. That's gettotalwealth.com.
Welcome back to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis. We're right in the middle of answering a bunch of email questions. I will not be able to get to all these during the show, but I will email you within 30 minutes, 45 minutes of the end of the show, and everyone will get an answer to their question. If you ask me something that I cannot answer, I have a team of mentors of mine and consultants. I'll get the answer to you one way or the other. It may not come directly from me, but one of my experts for sure. So it's asksteve@gettotalwealth.com, asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. The next email, well, did I finish that last one? Let me make sure I did. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, when it comes to tenants wanting out, you know, grill them a little bit. In other words, you may be able to save the deal if you'll grill them a little bit. But if it turns out to be a legit reason, like they're moving, they lost their job, one of the co-leasers moved out or divorced or whatever, get those people out of there. They're going to be problematic if you don't. And it only takes 7 to 10 days to release a property. So let them go. Okay. Phone lines are open, 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV, or email me. It's asksteve@gettotalwealth.com, asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. Okay, next question. This one is from a Pete. I got two options. Okay, this is Peter's getting ready to move to, it looks like, Idaho. And he wonders whether he should, you only have one multifamily. I'm going to assume that's a fourplex or smaller. Should you let your trustworthy tenant manage it or a property manager? Wow, Peter, that's a tough one, because my pat answer would be to sell. Take the money and go buy one in Idaho, if that's where you're headed, or two. You know, you may have so much equity in there, you can go buy two in Idaho. Property management off a small project like that is also a good option, but as a rule, I'm just telling you this, Peter, I would be willing to bet that you can buy two fourplexes, or if you've got duplexes, two duplexes in Idaho based off the equity you probably have. I'm making some assumptions that you probably have in this deal, unless you overpaid for the deal or something like that. As far as trusting a tenant to run it, man, I'd have to know that tenant really, really well. You need to know that person really, really well. I would, if you're going to do it, I would run a credit and a criminal report on them. Make them sign a year lease from whenever you move out. And, nah, Peter, I got to be honest with you. I wouldn't do it. No, not on a fourplex. I would, I'd sell that thing. Sell that thing and do a 1031 exchange. You won't owe any taxes. Do a 1031 exchange on property in where you're moving. That's going to be your best option. Second best option, hire a property manager. But I would not trust a fourplex to a quote-unquote trustworthy tenant. Okay, phone lines are open, 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV. You are listening to AM700 KSEV. Let's see. This next question comes from Barrington. You need a purchase agreement for wholesalers. Purchase agreement for wholesalers that includes the contingency. You know, the standard Trek contract does that, Barrington. You should be using the standard Texas Real Estate Commission contract, and it's subject to, yeah, you can use a standard contract to do that. And you should have, this one's a little confusing. You should have 7 days, 5 to 7 days to back out of the agreement if you can't find a buyer. 5 to 7 days. You could ask for more time, but most of them, you know, it's very hard to get past 7 days. I've gone as many as 21 days, but it was just a complete exception to the rule. The rule is 5 to 7 days. But Barrington, if you've joined a platform like Total Wealth Academy, you're going to sell that thing in 48 hours. So 5 days, 7 days is plenty of time. And a standard Trek contract is what you should be using to cover yourself, to avoid any lawsuits, any problems whatsoever, and you should be fine. I'll email you to make sure that that's clear and understandable. Okay. Phone lines are open, 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV. Let's go to the Museum District and talk to Todd. Todd, thanks a lot for calling in. How are you today?
I'm great, Steve. Thank you for taking my call. I love the show. You've got some really great insight to for lease guys that like to have rental properties. Here's my question. So I was fortunate enough to get a really great small townhouse over on the Long Point area, which is the north side of Spring Branch, back in 2015. I lived there for 2 years. I gutted it, redid it, made it really kind of cool. And then I leased it to a really great young millennial girl right during Hurricane Harvey, or right after Hurricane Harvey. She finally bought herself a place. I'm so happy for her. So she's going to move out on the 10th. Here's my question. It's a 952-square-foot split-level townhouse. I turned it into a big one-bedroom, so it's a one-and-a-half. Kitchen and study downstairs and all that kind of good stuff, bedrooms upstairs. So when I bought it for $47,000, and the appraisal now is at 91, Harris County Appraisal District. Two houses in the complex are at $120 and $125 a foot, which puts it at around $114,000 to $119,000 if I wanted to sell it.
Okay.
I've heard you say this before. Whether it's residential or commercial guys, they have a strategy for getting out. We're at the top of the market. I don't need to sell it, but what do we? When property values are this high and you can get those kinds of numbers, what do you do?
That's a tough question.
It's a good question to have.
Yeah, no doubt. It's a good problem to have, good challenge to have. It's what I would do right now, Todd, is if you're patient, I would sell. You're going to pay the taxes because I think it's going to take longer than, no, you're not going to owe any taxes on this. How long ago did you live in it?
No, hold on. Stop for a minute. I've talked to my accountant and I do not have any capital gains to pay.
Yeah, you don't have any.
Because I have previous losses from some other stuff.
But you also live there.
Well, no. I don't live there. I'm fortunate enough to live out in the country between San Antonio and Houston. And that's just a rental property I've had in Houston. So that's the question.
Bottom line is you don't owe any taxes. I would sell. I'd get that money in, and I'd wait for the correction to probably buy. Good Lord, you're going to walk away with close to 80, 90 grand, maybe even more. I would sell and just watch the market. It's going to correct in the next 6 months or nine months. And then there'll be some really good deals for you to pick up at that time, Todd.
Okay. That's, I really appreciate that because my parents are in real estate, although they are elderly, they're still kind of with it and or put it lease or sell, but I'm tending to want to sell it. Tell you the truth.
Yeah. I'd take the profit.
Yeah. Okay. Sounds great. Well, I appreciate the time. Thank you so much.
My pleasure, Todd. Congratulations. Okay. Talk to you later.
Thank you.
Okay, this has been the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. One last sales pitch. Please get 5 minutes, three times a week of exercise. Move it up till you're up to 45 minutes, an hour, three times a week. Take care of yourself. Love yourself. Lead by example for your family. All right. This has been, again, the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. Thanks for listening.
GetTotalWealth.com radio show. Please remember that this show is for entertainment purposes only and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investing advice. Always get a professional opinion before making any investment decision. To find out about coaching and consulting at Total Wealth Academy, visit GetTotalWealth.com and attend one of our free sample classes on real estate investing. Thanks for listening. Have a great rest of your day.